Well, also on that 60 Minutes program on CBS this past weekend, Leslie Stahl asked President Trump about that report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that warned that rising temperatures could cause irreparable damage to the Earth by the year 2040.
Do you still think that climate change is a hoax?
Look, I think something's happening, something's changing, and it'll change back again. I don't think it's a hoax. I think there's probably a difference, but I don't know that it's man-made.
Well, there are at least 21 young people across the country who disagree with the president and have joined a lawsuit against his administration, saying it hasn't done enough to fight climate change. And to everyone's surprise, that lawsuit is going to trial later this month. One of the plaintiffs is 11-year-old Levi Draheim. He joins us from Satellite Beach, Florida. Levi, first, what did you make of the president's comments?
Well, I honestly don't know what to think of that, because there's been so many evidence that climate change is an actual thing and it's affecting actual people like me and all the other plaintiffs in this lawsuit.
What? How is it affecting you?
Well, climate change is affecting me because of sea level rise. I'm on a barrier island, and that barrier island is like right level with the sea. And so when the water level rises, then it will flood the island. Like after Hurricane Irma, it flooded our street and things like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you were paddling to the beach instead of walking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, you're part of this suit that was actually put together by a group called Our Children's Trust. What is the main complaint of the suit? I mean, what is the suit alleging?
Well, what this lawsuit is saying is it's saying that the U.S. government is violating our constitutional right to have a clean, sustainable, livable planet. It's not that they're not doing anything. It's that they know that climate change is a problem. But the things that they are doing is helping cause climate change, like not cutting down on fossil fuels and things like that.
Well, you know, I was surprised that there are as many suits as there are. They've tripled since 2014. The most are in the U.S. There's about 654 U.S. lawsuits. And there have been other successes. In Pakistan, a lawyer sued his government for not doing enough about climate change and won. And Pakistan, as a result, has had to have action points in ministries and create a government commission. What do you want to see happen because of your lawsuit?
If we win this lawsuit, what we want is we want there to be for the government to put a climate recovery plan into place. And even if that doesn't happen, we're going to keep on fighting all the way through and try to file again.
Now, judges on the Supreme Court have said that the claim that's made in your lawsuit, that the government is violating your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness by not doing more to halt climate change, is broad and leaves a lot of room for differences of opinion. We heard from the president. Let's listen to the president again from his 60 Minutes interview, talking again about climate change.
They say that we had hurricanes that were far worse than what we just had with Michael.
Who says that? They say.
You mean people say that in the...
Yeah, but what about the scientists who say it's worse than ever?
You'd have to show me the scientists, because they have a very big political agenda.
There is a difference of opinion right there. He thinks it's political. If this goes all the way to the Supreme Court, are you worried that, in particular, Trump-appointed judges will allow room for opinion and not go on science?
I'm honestly not worried, because we have lots of scientific facts and we have scientists that have said things that prove our case. And so I'm not really worried, because it's pretty hard to fight science.
Let's listen to one of your other fellow plaintiffs. This is a 13-year-old, Avery McCray, and it's why she decided to join the suit.
I know that I have a constitutional right to a stable climate, and I know that one of the government's jobs is to make sure that the future planet will be hospitable for generations to come. I know that I can't vote, but I know that I have a voice. Yay.
Look, that's very admirable. But some people say, maybe these are kids being used. I want to ask you about that. You were only 8 years old when you became part of the lawsuit. Do you worry about people saying that you were being used?
Oh, no, not at all. Because actually, how the way I got involved with his lawsuit was through the minister at my church, and he talked to my mom about this lawsuit, and she did lots of research on our children's trust and the lawsuit to make sure they had a legitimate case. And when she asked me, I said, yes, I really want to be part of this lawsuit because I am worried about my environment and not being able to live on this barrier island when I'm older, because I want to live on this barrier island and be a marine biologist. Mm-hmm. So I don't really feel used at all. I feel grateful to be part of the lawsuit.
Levi, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we will continue to follow this story. The trial begins at the end of this month.